Wet weather couldn't rain on the parade in Bradford Thursday. Politicians from the federal, provincial, county and local level joined investors and staff of Highlight Motor Group, who braved the rain for the groundbreaking ceremony of the company's new transportation and storage facility on 2305 Side Road 5 at midday on Thursday afternoon. Highlight Motor Group specializes in shipping and warehousing, with about 1,500 trailers and 760 trucks across 7 locations in Canada and the U.S., and the new 100-acre, 40-hectare facility is planned as the company's new headquarters, including 1 million square feet of office and warehouse space, a yard for tractor trailers and a repair shop. Those facilities are expected to cost about $250 million to build and could bring as many as 2,000 jobs to the area, including for drivers, maintenance staff, salespeople and other support staff. Addressing a crowd of more than 30 people gathered under a large tent on site, Alexander Ivanov, event MC and general manager at Highlight Motor Group, kicked off the event by thanking everyone for attending despite the rain. "We are so delighted and anxious to be a part of this community and so thankful for everyone who helped us come to this date and be successful, because without our government and government officials we wouldn't be able to be here today, and for that, thank you very much," he said, before introducing York Simcoe MP Scott Davidson. Davidson extended his congratulations on the new facility and on the company's continued growth and related his own experiences as a small business person who relied on transportation companies to get his product to retailers across the province and beyond. "Congratulations everyone, and I'm so happy that your company has chosen Bradford West Gwillimbury. We rely on LTL freight all the time and all your drivers and your staff. This community is going to welcome you with open arms. I just want to say how important trucking is to Canada and the Canadian economy," he said. Transportation Minister and York Simcoe MPP Caroline Mulroney speaks during the groundbreaking event for Highlight Motor Group's new transportation and storage facility on 2305 Side Road 5 in Bradford on Thursday, August 10, 2023. Michael Owen, Bradford Today. Transportation Minister and York Simcoe MPP Caroline Mulroney followed by noting the historic impact the company's presence will have on the community. "It's actually going to be transformative for a community like Bradford to welcome Highlight Motors here with all the economic activity and all the growth they're going to bring with their company," she said. Mulroney added she expects the Bradford bypass will make the community an even better location for the trucking company and alluded to an announcement on the highway in the coming weeks. County of Simcoe Warden Basil Clark expressed how well he feels the company's move into the county complements its expected population growth. "We have a population of 500,000 and it's going to grow to 900,000 by 2050, so there's the employees that you're going to be searching for. We want to keep our children and grandchildren close to us, so we want to train them to fill the jobs in this area, so we are just overjoyed you are moving such a large location here," he said. Clark also echoed earlier sentiments about the ideal location and commended Bradford's ability to attract business. "You could not have chose any better than Bradford West Gwillimbury. I'm from Remara, but even I have to admit that these guys down here are very open to business," he said. Mayor James LeDuc then addressed the crowd by introducing the councillors in attendance and expressed council's excitement for the project in the Highway 400 employment lands. "Just 5 years ago the land in this area sat empty and unused, but today the landscape is dotted with developments from multiple national and international companies. Today I'm thrilled to welcome Highlight Motors Group to this growing community," he said. After the speeches, LeDuc explained the company and the town had been working together on the project for about 3 years, and the town had always been excited to help bring it to fruition. "As a person that drove downtown every day to go to work in Toronto, I am quite thrilled to see jobs come to Bradford. Kirk and his team is going to bring 2,000 jobs, and hopefully that's just the start," he said. During his speech, the mayor also expressed his anticipation for the Bradford bypass linking Highways 400 and 404, thanked Mulroney for her efforts and said he is looking forward to the coming announcement on the project. Kirk Kalinichenko, president and CEO of Highlight Motor Group, thanked everyone and related his journey of starting as a single truck owner-operator in 2007 and growing into the large company that they are today. Kirk Kalinichenko, president and CEO of Highlight Motor Group, speaks during the groundbreaking event for the company's new transportation and storage facility on 2305 Side Road 5 in Bradford on Thursday, August 10, 2023. Michael Owen, Bradford Today. I never could have imagined that after 16 years of operating, we will become the 21st largest transportation company in Canada that has a team of over 1,100 hardworking dedicated employees in Canada and the USA, operating over 2,000 pieces of equipment and serving our over 1,500 customers in North America. We are extremely proud of such an achievement, he said. Kalinichenko said he personally picked the location for its proximity and access to Highway 400 and for being right in between the GTA and northern cities such as Barrie and Innisfil, and he joked that it will also serve as a lifetime advertisement for the company as the facility will be easily visible from the highway. This is the exact spot where people slow down for traffic, so the sign is already there. It's the best commercial I could ever imagine to invest in, he said. Kalinichenko also explained that the facility will be built using net-zero technology and will also employ other, state-of-the-art, technologies like specialized bays imported from Sweden to wash the trucks. Kalinichenko thanked everyone who helped in the development of the project and everyone who attended before welcoming everyone to the grand opening, which he hopes will take place in about 2 years. You will see, it's going to be a really state-of-the-art facility that all of us will be proud of here in Ontario, he said. After speeches, Kalinichenko described the groundbreaking as the start of a new chapter for the company and for the town, with whom he has enjoyed working. It was amazing. The mayor and deputy mayor and all the team were so supportive. I can't thank them enough for being involved and helping us on a daily basis, he said, adding that it reaffirmed his decision to locate the company in Bradford. The support I'm getting here is just phenomenal. Kalinichenko also appreciated that compared to the GTA the cost of land is lower, while still being close enough to serve clients in a timely manner. Last week, Ivanov and Alina Savo, marketing manager for Highlight Motor Group, explained that one of the reasons the company is looking to relocate from Vaughan is the increase in development and congestion surrounding their existing headquarters. After speeches, staff and politicians posed for photos before everyone was provided lunch and a chance to mingle. Ward 3 Count. Ben Verkake also expressed his approval of the project in his ward. I think is great. It's a great opportunity for this ward. This is going to be a starting point, I think, for the employment lands along the 400, he said. Verkake was also pleased at the prospect of seeing 2,000 new jobs come to town. The goal of council 15 years ago was we wanted to be a community where we can work, live and play, and if we can live here and work here and not be commuting all the way down to the city, it's going to make everyone's lives a lot better, he said. Deputy Mayor Raj Sandhu hoped the development would be one of many in the employment lands. This is exactly what we need in Bradford West Gwillimbury. This is going to open lots of other avenues for our municipality and our residents, he said. In addition to being excited about the 2,000 new jobs, Sandhu also felt the development would help put Bradford on the map. This is a company serving 1,500 clients, and now those customers are going to know where Bradford is. As you're driving on the highway, you start to see that this is a business park that is happening, he said.